joining us now on the phone to talk about the report is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
Before we delve into details, your overall feelings about what the report held.
Well, I mean, basically, of course, we didn't see any changes to production. That's going to wait till the January report. You know, we did see a little larger increase in the exports than what some of the people had been looking for along the way, especially in the corn. They were looking more for the 20 million rather than the 50 million increase. And, you know, the biggest surprise, of course, was in the wheat, which they incorporated all of Stats Canada's numbers into that. And, of course, the wheat is the one that's taking it hard on the nose this day right now. So, you know, we're just a little bit surprised when it come in under the average guess that corn and beans are trading lower at this point in time. But I think there's a lot of distrust to how much we might add in January, and also the fact that we keep rejecting. We heard notices that there's a possibility, but not confirmation, of rejection of a load of DDGs in China.
Are the wheat numbers holding corn back at this time?
Well, that's what everybody is saying right now, and of course, I think it is somewhat that respect. As long as the wheat is down like that, it's going to be awfully hard for corn to rally, you know, as a feed grain together there.
Based on the numbers that you see, that the world ending stocks for corn and U.S. ending stocks were below trade guesses, I don't know that you would want to let go of cash at this point.
You know, you probably need to let it play out just a little bit here. It isn't a real go-getter number as to say, hey, this is going to make me sell this. The thing about this number is, though, that even at the lower-than-anticipated number, it's still a very comfortable carryout.
And in the beans, I don't know that there was really a number that fed the bull. I don't know if there's anything that was super-duper negative, because we didn't get an increase in Brazil's soybean number. On the other hand, you need to feed the bull daily.
Need to feed the bull daily, and let's remember, you know, we did just come off a pretty decent rally here as far as things go, too, and maybe we over-anticipated some good news today ahead of the report. So, you know, as we look here now, we're 9 cents off the low that we made right after the report and sitting here. So, basically, we're somewhat still in our same trading range, and we're watching South American weather, and we're watching how farmer movement continues from here right now. So, you know, basically along the way, we're still having to price some beans out of farmers' hands right now for all those large shipments that we have going out right now.
And the interesting thing about the bean number, when we came in at 150 million bushels for U.S. ending stocks, but it could have very well been 140 had not USDA increased imports of soybeans by 10 million bushels, and to me that's a little bit of a head-scratcher.
Well, not really, Dave. If the American farmer and the grain companies are smart, while we've got these really tight basis levels now and everything, that we move the beans out of this country into the world market, and we look for down the road when Brazil is 90 cents to a dollar under us to bring some back in for our crushers. So, you know, sell it while it's high, buy it back when it's low. ADMs, Cargills, and Andersons, and all those people are pretty smart about those things.
And the other thing I begin to think about quite a bit is, and I know we often don't try to put the cart ahead of the horse too much, but I begin to think about 14 hedges when I look at this report. What do you think?
Well, I think that basically as we look at this, the beans are somewhat tight in the U.S. for this year, but if you look at the world stocks, they're not. We look at the anticipated plantings. South America seems to be higher bean numbers. The prices on the board tell us the American farmer should want to plant more beans along the way. The corn number is very satisfactory as far as carry out and looking at world demand and world supplies. Basically, we've got weather that out there is the wild card, and other than that, basically, we're looking at, as long as the weather stays as nice, as good as it is for South America, and we don't run into some other problems, our prices are probably higher than they're going to be later down the road.
Yeah, you're a couple points from, cents from, what, 1175? And I could see some producers thinking maybe it's time to do some hedging, maybe with a cash-related and paper position, some sort of a combination hedge.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of things going out there. There was a couple of advisory firms that right after the report did recommend reestablishing some of their bean hedges that they'd taken off yesterday when they broke through some of the points and looked like a breakout to them, and they reestablished them right after the report today. So we are seeing some aggressive selling of at least a small portion of the 14 crop from most all the advisory firms out there.
Should we expect to see further corn wheat spreading in the next week based on this report?
I would imagine that that would probably continue. You know, I think that basically the corn is not near as bearish as what the wheat number looks at this point in time, and the wheat could stay under a little bit of pressure. But as we say that, both corn and wheat have come back a couple cents while we've been on the phone.
Yeah, and what about bean bull spreading? Should we expect some of that over the next several days as we continue to monitor weather conditions down in parts of South America, which may be a little bit on the dry side?
I think there's going to continue to be more demand for upfront and beans now than there is for down the road. I mean, but we've already seen, you know, China is our main buyer. China has pretty well booked what they need to get them through to the time period of when the more available stocks are going to be available out of South America at that time. But we still need exporters still need to procure some beans for all those shipments that they do have booked to go. So I'm going to say that the bull spreads will continue to work, Dave.
And in the wheat, it sure has taken a hit and is making some new lower technical ground. What do you read into the technicals in the wheat market?
Well, you know, if we're just looking at technicals, this is sort of, you know, it's showing a continued downward movement here, so over what's happened the last few days. Now, we're going to find a little support down here just a little farther, I think, though, before. Just don't think that wheat's going to totally fall out of bed right now.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities.